If you have a new business, you're probably overwhelmed by the number of things you need to do. So how do you prioritise and work out what's the really important action to focus on? Wendy Ager from Get Better Coaching is a small business and startup coach.
I think what I normally do with people is do quite a big planning exercise around all the different things that they've got to do with their business and then decide which are the most important and they're going to make the most impact on getting their business going and going forward first. So there's quite a lot around the planning, setting goals and achieving objectives.
So you write down all these different things you've got to do and then you decide which one's the most important. Mm-hmm. What then?
Well, we go through a sort of thought process looking at making what we want to achieve a proper goal, and I normally use a SMART goal. So that it's specific, measurable, achievable, realistic and time bound. So there's a time element to it. And then we look at where we are now, everything that's been done so far, the thoughts around how they see it at the moment and where they want to go to. And then a really powerful thing to do is imagine yourself there, that you've done it and that you've got it. So you've achieved it. So you can feel what it feels like to achieve it. It gives you the motivation to go for it. And then we look at all the things that you need to do to get you there. Make lists, think of new ideas. I might chip in with some suggestions that you haven't thought of. And then we plan it and we make a way forward. And I normally get people to commit to their actions, times and dates. So it's really specific so that they can meet the objectives or the target by the time that they've set.
And that planning, though, does it really just turn into this massive, great, long to-do list?
It can do, but all those things need to be done. So you need a to-do list. But a lot of it is around overcoming fears for doing things that you don't understand or don't know or can't learn yourself, and finding ways around them and ways to do them so that you can keep moving forward.
And how do you think this particular process is different from the standard idea of goal setting?
It's not just goal setting, it's about actually getting there and achieving it and breaking it down into the manageable chunks and tackling those things that you know you've got to do but you would normally put off or not do or not know how to do, and finding ways around there so that everything that you need to do is achievable.
And what about if you're feeling a bit swamped, because actually there's a lot of things that you really do need to do but there's just not quite enough hours in the day?
Well, that's where we look at what motivation you've got and what you need to do and when you need to do it by, and make it realistic. And sometimes those time elements change, but normally if it's something's really important to you and it really needs to be done, you can make the time for it. You just have to make short-term sacrifices and maybe not do some other things, cut out your telly time in the evening to do a little bit of extra work perhaps.
So if I was going to try and do this process myself at home, and I'm looking at my business, I'm sitting there at my desk, I want to get started, what sort of process do you think I should do? What's the first step, the second step, etc.? Take me through how I would do it.
I think the first step would be to do a brain dump, as I call it, and that's get everything that's bugging you, everything that you need to do that's the problem in your head, out onto the page. So whether that's a spider diagram, a list, like you said, a to-do list, or whatever, and then pick out maybe some of the things that you can quickly deal with and get done and out of the way to free your mind up to work on the more important things that are going to get you moving and make a big difference. So that would be the first thing. And then to make the other elements of things that you need to do into proper goals, like SMART goals, and then start working through the process. But this is where the coaching and mentoring comes in so well, because they help take you through that process and make it very clear. When I work with people, they always say they never have such a clear plan of action and have got that clarity and commitment to doing all those things without the input of another person sort of bringing them along and motivating them and almost giving them that kick to make commitments.
And how much time is this all going to take? Because, you know, if you're already a bit swamped with stuff to do, how much time have you got to put aside to actually achieve this?
Well, I really believe in prior planning prevents poor performance. So if you can take an hour out to work with someone, a coach or a mentor, or even on your own to do planning, you'll find you'll get so much more done out of that than leaving that jumble of everything that needs to be done in your head. So it's well worth planning in planning time, because you will get loads more done. I mean, I've done a massive amount with my business in a very short period of time, and I have very limited childcare, so I have only a few hours to work on my business. And it's amazing what you can do if you plan well.
That's small business and startup coach Wendy Ager.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.